Okay, we want to welcome Rav Eitan Fein Shlita, who happens to be my brother-in-law. But there are a lot of positive things about him. We're not going to hold that against him. Rav Fein is here for a very short period. But he was kind enough to make some time for us. So there are a lot of shul rabbanim who have a big impact. And there are a lot of rabbanim who are big talmidei chacham, but there are very few who are both. And I would say that that's really... You have to be miyachid, someone who's a ben yeshiva, was taught many years in yeshivos and taught here for many years when he was in closer by, and really is holding in Torah in an appropriate way, and also a baal hashpa, able to connect to people and impact their lives. Rav Zev Lowy, one of his charges, so we're honored to have him here, and continue benefit, you continue sharing nachas, and we thank him for making the time, and we're very happy to have him, and without further ado.
Brashus Hadam Yuchadika Gisi Ha Yokor Hanechmod Viachoshiv Admaod have a Ruben Taragan Shlita. It's a tremendous achus. When he calls and invites you to speak, you don't really have much of a choice. But I can tell you, after having had this chus of saying a chabura here in Nefesh HaChaim to Shana Vet a number of years ago, it's always a pleasure, a schus and a kavod to come back, to return and to share some Devei Chizik and Asurus. Miumka Deliba. So I want to thank him and may call Alev for this wonderful opportunity. We'll see out the Dishmaya. Talk a little bit tonight about Amelus Vitoira, about Hasmodus HaToira. After all, we're holding, we'll see out the Dishmaya and the Chag Urim. And the Huyram Haisa Ora Vesimcha Megillah Tasayin Abeis Ora Azu Torah Shinamar Kinar Mitzvah Vitoira Or. And yes, that's Purim, but we know that Chanukah as well is a bechin of Torah Shabbal Peh. It's a time when you could delve and plumb the intricacies of Torah Shabbal Peh and pluck out the oragonus, that eternal light that the Eibishter Kaviyochel was gonies, into the Torah Shabbal Peh. That's the oragonus, and we have a bechinah, we have a me'ena taste of that come every single night when we light the Neiros Chanukah. Yosef HaTzadik, the very outset of Parshas Vayeshev, he is classified, he is branded with the choice appellation of Ben Zakunim. Rashi of Fanort, Rashi Alatar tells us what's Ben Zakunim. Rashi quotes the Targum, it's a Bar Chokim. Based on Unklus, Komash Olomid V'Yeshivas Eiver, different Neschos V'Yeshivas Eiver Mosolo. He gave him over all of that Torah to the Ben Zakunim. The Baal HaTurim writes, Zakunim is Rosh Hatevis for the Shisha Sirei Mishnah. Except for Taharis and the Mefarshi Baal HaTurim, Amarech, why is Taharis glaringly omitted? But Akapon and Ben Zakunim writes, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, under the Baal HaTosfos, writes the Sefer Gematrius Lamarash Milublin, Ben Zakunim can also be read Ben Zion Konim. He's the Ben of the Zion Konim HaMenorah. After all, we know that the Zion Konim HaMenorah, the seven branches of the menorah, correspond accordingly to the Zion Chochmas, the seven primary Chochmas that Rav Yonasan Eifshitz is Marach and Yaros Dabash the Chidah. The Kamaduchli, we have seven primary Chochmas, Ad Kedei Kach, parenthetically in the Hagdamah, to the Sefer Pasah Shulchan, and Mitzvahs Tuyas Barts, Rav Yisroel Mishklov, one of the Talmidim Umhokim of the Gaon Mivilna, Zechat Zadig Bekodesh Levarach writes that the Vilna Gaon wants me to see him. Not just a Kol Torkula, that he finished Kemat Kochonish Vechonish, but he wants me to see him with his private circle, Tamidim on Koch Chochmash of Olam. And he says, Handasan, he writes, physics, astronomy, mathematical, Chochmas HaMuzika. If you know how to tap into the profound world of the Chochmah of music, you can actually be Machaye Mesim, Moshe Menach at the Koch of music, and if you know how to tap into it accordingly, you can actually go ahead and be Machaye Mesim. No coincidence that so many people the world over wake up each and every morning to music. Speaks directly to the soul, speaks right. It's in the Neshama. When I'm referring to Billy Joel and Elton John, Alahavdol Alfei Abdolos, we're talking about the Amkus of the Chochma music. See, have the Zion Kone Amenoira Kenega, the Zion Chochmas, the Vilna Gaon master and all. Yosef HaTzadik is the Ben Zion Konim, the Ben of the Zion Konim. He's called the Ein Chocham. Venomer Kamocha, he's referred to as the Gevaldik HaChocham. That's Yosef HaTzadik. He mastered the seven branches of Chochma. He was one and one with the Chochma Satira. So let me ask you a question. We know the only way to be Kohen of the Torah, in fact, Yosef HaTzadik was a young 17 years old at the time, but Brochus Dav Zayin, Rebezom, Rav Yochum, Rishum, Rav Shum, Yochai, Gedola, Shemusha, Shatoy, Yosun, Libuda, we know he was the paradigmatic Mishamesh of his father, Yaakov Avinu. Amela, Ayyadei, Yeshimash, Temer Chum, you can absorb Torah, that's regular people encompassed in the Olam HaTeva cannot typically go ahead and clean, cannot typically absorb. Tumurat Tesayin Amad Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu writes Rashi, was in that stire when he saw the Yeshua's Golda Kamos. So how in the world did Yeshua get all the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Kibbutor Mesinai Mesor Yeshua writes the Maral Derech Chaim in the beginning of Avos, and the opening Mishnah, Perkal Mishnah of what's the Lashon of Mesira, it connotes, writes the Maral, to Kinyan Gomer, Ein Shemokum Neshicha, you give it over the Gan Sezach, you give over everything. Moshe Kibbutor, whenever he received that Sinai from the Amish Torah Sinai Mesor, he gave over in its entirety. Chagigadaf Yud Gimel Manalef, Ein Moser in Torah Liakim, writes the Marshal Atar. You can be Malami Torah to a guy, but you can't be Moser. Moser means giving over everything, the Tami Mitzvahs, the Dukib, all the Prote Prote, and the manifold nuances and details of each and every mitzvah. Mesira means the entire package. Yok Yaakov Avinu, Kamashalom, Rabbi Shimshiva Moserlo, he gave over everything to Yosef Atzadik. Moshe Kibbutor Messina, Misor Yeshua, he gave over everything. The Gantz Atayra, the entirety of the package. How in the world is that Shaykh? Gave over everything, writes the Be'er Shav in his Kunsha Sachron, Sivkotin Yudala, writes Rabbi Tzalo Jolti, the Mishnah Yavetz in the Sefer Zikaron of the Mishnah Yavetz Machon Yishalayim years ago in his Ha'oris in the Hagdom of the Rambam. There also Rabbi Jolti writes, he's Machamit to the Marshal, that the idea of Mesira connotes the sense, he give over everything. How could Yaakov, the Omen Atar, the Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Oleb, Hazor Chodosh Chukes Peidalim Rav, he was the Omen Atayra. How could you give over everything to Yosef Atzadik? He's 17 years old. How did Moshe Rabbeinu give over everything to Yeshua? Bava Masra and Hamer Beis, Amr Zikane Adar, Pnei Moshe, Pnei Achama, Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Levon. He wasn't anything compared to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Ayadi the Shibush, Ayadi the Amelis and Tyra, Brochus, Manzayan of Beis, Ezo Amar, Tzemer Chachamim, Misha Korba Shunel, Shimish Temer Chachamim, Zog Drashi, Hagemara, the mean Shimish Temer Chachamim, entailed within the context of Liman Hagemara, delving deeply into the Mishnah, you can get things that in the Olam HaTeva you can't typically absorb. Yoshua gets it all from Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef Atzadik gets it all from Yaakov. How? On your day, the accompaniment with the Shemesh Temerachomim, the Amkas delving into the Gemara, the Amelis B'Taira, he was able to get all of that Taira. Pile Ploy. That's Amelis B'Taira. So let me ask you a question. It's such a Dabar Yisodi, it is so fundamental. What is Taira without Amelis, without the Yigiyah B'Taira? And yet, where in the Torah Shemachsav do we ever mention Amelis B'Taira? Have a Maisa in Chamishokhom Sheitor lo Mafia B'Shum Makom. It doesn't appear anywhere. Now, if you were to wonder, if you were to ponder the question, and this clearly beckons our scrutiny, Halachaira Amelis B'Taira, Yigiyah B'Taira, your Rebbeim have been telling you this for the last 4 months. Have you been here, Sean and Ben, now for a year and a half? They've been telling you what? It all comes down to Amelis Yigiyah B'Taira. Amegillah Davav Amad Beis. The Gemara says, it got the Matzasi Talmud. If you have the Yigiyah, then Talmud. And for the Gemara does qualify it. Then who the Chidudi, have a look at me, Girsa Siyatim and Shemayahi. Avadi and Eat Siyatim and Shemayahi. But Lamaisa comes down to Amelus. You have the Chazar, Erev and Adal and Abes. You have the Chazar 4 times. That was this, the Ofen, Masir Satira. It was going over in a context that you have to hear the Torah 4 times. We find 5 times in Shas. We find Rokhas Gavdal Amin Alef, Megillah Zayin Abes, 3 other times, twice in Ksuvis. Tonamine, Arbon, Zin. You can't just chazer 4 times. You have to chazer 40 times. And it doesn't end there. Chagiga Tesson Beis. Ben Hey says to Hillel. He says, what's pshar in the posuk Malachi Gimel Tesvav? What's the difference between an Oved Hashem, Oved Elokim LaHashem Lo Avodo? Ain't a Doma Mishashon Apirka May Upon Me Mishashon Apirka May Upon Me Miachad. 101. It comes down to what? 1 time. But that's the key to all the Amelus. It comes down to that 1 extra time. The Hainu pushing yourself past the limit, sweating, schwitzing on the sugya, on the taisus, on the rashba, taking apart that rifa, the shev shmeitz, the ketzais, ripping it apart and sitting until 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. A person says, how can I do it? Well, you could sit on a bus for a few hours until you get a lot, and nobody gets tired. You have the adrenaline rush. If we love the Torah the same way we love snorking in a lot, we would have no problem staying up until 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Do we love it? Does it give us the geschmack? But you gotta push yourself past the limits. 101, that extra time, writes the Chidah. In his case, Erachim and Mesechusof and Perkei Gimel, Torah Tziva, Lona Moshe. How much was Moshe Mitzav at Tziva? Tzadiv of Hei, Gematria 101, writes the Kli Yoker. On the Pasuk, writes the Vilna Gaon as well, Panina Mishulchan Agra, Zohar, to remember something, Zayin Chafresh, Gematria 227, Shochav 328, what's the difference between Zohar and Shochav, 227, 328, 101, that's all the difference in the world between remembering something and forgetting something. Stay tuned, do not sit back and relax. What do we have, the Vilna Gaon and Sheh Shirin? We have a Pasuk Parakal, a Pasuk Beis, Yishakeni, Meneshikos, Piyu, Kitov, Nudechem, Yayin. What's Piyu? Frek the Grub. It should be Piv. Typically, we invoke the masculine gender. What's the Peyud Heivav? Peyud Heivav, Gamachu 101. Shakeni, Meneshikos, Piyu, 101 times you have to know the Torah. That's the difference between Zohar and Shochach. Shalom Alas, Meayin, Yavo Ezri. You know when the Seyatid is going to come from? Meayin, Mem Aleph, Yunun, Gamachu 101. Right, so Beinu Ephraim, one of the Balei Tosis, Parshas Kisisi, quotes the Ari HaKodesh. The Malach that's Mamuna on Zikaron is Michael. Michael, as you guessed, Gematria 101. The Malach that's Mamuna, Shuchos, Mas, Mem Samach 100. The only Chazar 100 times you're going to forget the Torah. Michael, Gematria 101. And Memela, you see that you have to chaza, chaza, chaza. That's the Torah Tzimolano Moshe. Let's go back to the Vilna Gaon. And we find the Gemara Babasa, Dafyuna Mezashu Mishabolakav, Tamud Biyodo. You want to have the Talmud Biyodo? You want to hold it in your fingers? You want to hold it in your hands? You have to be what? Ashu Mishabolakav, Laman Chaf Aleph Nun, Gematria 101. If you get to Lachan 101, then Tamud Biyodo. But you got to get to Lachan. You got to get to Meayin. You got to get to Zohar and Shochar. The difference is Torah Tzimolano. 101, you got a chazon 101, and that extra time makes all the difference in the world. Gevaldig Gamaisa years ago, Rab Yosef Levitan was a masim and otzim in Yeshiva Torah Vadas, and the story goes that he was born to utterly destitute parents, and he came to the yeshiva. And back then, the yeshiva was already packed, they had limited space, and he walks into the Manal's room and he says, I want to come to the yeshiva, I want to learn Torah. And they say, I'm sorry, but we don't have a desk, we don't have any space, we can't take in, we can't go ahead and have you learn Torah. I says, okay, no problem, I just want you to write down on a petek, just give me a little note, that after 120, I could take this note with me to Gan Eden Shomayla, when I'm standing in front of Beis Din Shomayla, after all, Gemara Shabbos, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, based on Yeshayah, Laman Gimavav, they can ask you the six questions, they can ask you, after Nasasim and Nasadim, they can ask you, come out to eat them the Torah. So Mamela, I want to show them a petek that I tried to come to the yeshiva, I had the Ratzin, but Torah Das didn't let me in, and that's why I couldn't learn Torah. After that, they said, okay, we're not taking any chances. And they let him in. And of course, how they found the space. You can always find a space. If you have a rotzen, there's a will, there's a way. A double for a rotzen, which parenthetically is not a chazal, by the way, it doesn't appear any place. We're talking about many things that we erroneously amayachis to chazal, and in a chazal is the closest we have to it. Is a zohar parshas truma, kufman beis, and a beis. Hakol tuluyin bravosa, everything is totally in rotzen. Everything is rotzen, right? So, voban on the shore, like beis. Rotzen is mishoris from the etymology of rots. You run in the direction of where your rotzen is. What do you really want in life? Where's your rotzen? What are you running? You're running for an ice cream. You're running for snorkeling and a lot. What are you running for? You're running for the Torah. That's rotzen, right? Rav Yitzchak Eisenchover and Tziach Yitzchak, right? Of Avraham Achi Agron, the Malas of Torah, says Geshmak. What is your name? Your name, of course, is your essence. Brochus Davzayin Amaz Milon de Shmo Gorit. Your name highlights the core essence. Your neshama is the essence, not the goof, right? The Baal Shem Tov, Pinini Achasidus. It's not the Gov, it's a neshama. What's the neshama of a neshama? The osios apnimius of the word neshama. Shemem, shemem. That's your essence. That's the essence of the neshama. Chenusha rememberations. Part of base posik desayin shem osios sham. There I can find you. Your core essence is in your name. And your name, that is your essence. What's shemo? Shemem vav gematria 346. Gematria rotzim 346. Your name, your essence. Is one-on-one with your rotzen. What do you really want? The gilei rotzen is, you want to get into yeshiva, you want to steig in yeshiva, you want to be amo miyagei b'tayro. Where's your rotzen? Where are you putting your kaiches? Where are you putting mashkiya, kochas, and nefesh? Your excitement, your adrenaline, where's the real rush? Mele of Yosef Levitan is steiging. He's in the yeshiva and he's jumping mamish mechayel lechayel, grade after grade, until he's finally in a the Beis Medrash. He was a masmid miyuchad, a masmid atzum. And one night he's learning with his chavrusa. It's 12:00 at night, 12:30. They're stuck on a very shver rashba, and they can't get shot, and it's 1:00 in the morning, 1:30, and finally Chavrusa says, Poshet.com, I can't do it anymore, I can't go in and continue to stag. He says, I have to go to sleep, Poshet couldn't do it. He goes to sleep, and Rav Levitan sits, and he stags another half hour, no half hour, no half hour. It's 2:33 in the morning, finally out of sheer exhaustion, falls asleep on the Gemara. Now, like many Balamatim, right, who are falling asleep on the Gemara, there's a story of a case. I know the person, they said one day, they came into the study, they were missing the Bava Metzia, they couldn't figure out, he wasn't even learning Bava Metzia. Why was he missing his Bava Metzia? All of a sudden, after Shabbos, the African-American housekeeper comes in with a big Talmud of Shas Bavli, it's Taka Bava Metzia. I says, what in the world were you doing with my volume of the Babylon Talmud? She says, every time I walk into study, I see you falling asleep. My husband was having trouble sleeping. I figured I'll bring home this big volume. It always works for you. I'll go in and open it up, and maybe my husband will fall asleep. I'm telling you true story. Say, here, Rabbi Levitan, Le'umazet. Hey, Mama Shed of Sirik's Josh, and he's sitting and steiging, and he can't get shot, and he falls asleep in the garden. He has a dream by 3:00 in the morning, and the previous Rosh Hashiva of Shlomo Hyman comes to him in a dream. And he says, "Mischus, your extra pushing, that extra neglus you give b'tayro, they gave me reshus and ganed and shomayil and the mesifter rekiya to come down and to tell you pshat. I want you to look up the rimagash and this and this now." And he's going to be miyashiv that rashba. Itaka looks up the rimagash. His roshiva came to him in a dream. He looks it up. And to this day, Torvadas has that volume that Reb Levitan wrote in the Gilyon in the side of his Gemara that kach herali b'chaloma rosh yeshiva zechat tzadik levrocha. He showed me this one. I'm like, why? Because that's the difference, the 101 versus Ivan the Harusa, 1:30 in the morning. Terences, who pushes, who goes that extra mile? That's the Amela Sittigas. So it's so yesodi, it's so fundamental. Why does it not appear anywhere in Torah Shulchan, anywhere in Chamishuchum Shet Torah? So you're going to tell me, what, Rav, what do you mean? We have a pasuk. Where's the one pasuk that talks about Amela Spatira? Everyone here learns Eev, correct? Eev, Perakei, Pasuk Zion. They're all Somech on the Taisus and Kedushan of us. Bavli, it's Bola Hakol, Mamela. Writes the Shlon, Yesh Nochel, and that's only if you finish Tanakh once. Then you can Chazer with Shaz Bavli. Amalamaisi, you have to finish it all once, right? Shamasam Gimel Marav, Ligamanus Vahadu Lisbar. So you got to finish it once. And Eev, Perkei Posik Zion, Ki Odom Li Omo Yulad. You know what man was created for? He was created for a Melus. And the Gemara then spends the next 10 lines, the Rita Sasugya, the Shak of Atari in the Gemara. Frankly, I don't understand. It says, Ki Odom Li Omo Yulad. Man was created for a Melus. Is it Amal Mabalach? Is it Amal Peh? The Gemara brings the Pasuk in Mishlei to Zayin, it's Amal Peh. And then Gemara says, is it Sicha Scholen or is it Taira? And the Gemara answers, why? It must be Taira. Why? Because the Pasuk in Yeshua Parak Aleph, the Yom Shevar Torah Mzeh Mipicha. And the end of the day, I have 10 lines of Shas dedicated to what? A Pasuk in Eev, Parakei Pasuk Zayin, Kyodom Noma Yulab. And the Gemara doesn't even know. Is it Amelis Vatamim? It's Amelis Malach. And Rav Tzadok HaKohen writes, throughout his form, every Havamina that made its way into the pages of Shas, Avadav made its way and had some emes to Galvamina. That means it's really there. That means you would say, you know what life is about? Life is about a melus. And the Phineas Night Avad, it's about a melus. Whatever you do in life, it's got to be a melus. Remember once? I was, I went to Kamar Rasha as a youngster. I went to the Shem Kirov when I was 12 years old. I went totally the Shem Kirov. I'm there and Kamar Rasha, I was playing on the basketball team, and one day the coach came over to me and said, Eitan, you're not starting anymore as the point guard. I said, why am I not starting? What's going on? He says, I saw you playing a 1-on-1 and you weren't giving it your all. You weren't the mashki, all of your kaichas into the 1-on-1. He says, anyone who's not trying his hardest when he's in that 1-on-1, I said, coach, it's just a pickup game. He says, but if you're not trying to win, and then it's going to have a ripple effect even when it counts, and it's a 5-on-5 in a real game, it's going to have an effect. And that's an important lesson of life. From the Shmuel Kamenetsky, opened up the Philadelphia Rosh Hashiva. He asked Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, should I tell the boys, you know what, when it comes to Limud Echol, just get a passing grade, just get a C, just get a C plus, a B, you know, just spend all the time learning. He says, Chalila Machas, whatever you're doing in life, you have to do it be Amelis. And what's the Asmachta? Ki Adam Noma Yulad, a blanket statement, both in Stami. And the Haina, whatever you're doing in life, when you're playing basketball, you play to win. I used to play racquetball. I used to play against the Balabas in the Shul. See, he felt bad. How am I going to beat the rabbi? He's playing against the rabbi. I'm going to beat the rabbi. I said, if I ever see you letting the rabbi win, that's when I stop playing it. That's it. You got to play hard. You got to play to win, whether it's in the racquetball court, the basketball court, Limud Echol, and you got to go after the ace. Why? Because it has a ripple effect. Agabe, the Gisha, Klape, Tamatara, all you're learning. Every single thing that you're sick in. Whatever you do, you got to sweat, you got to schwitz, Ki Adam, Leomo, you learn. That's what you're born for? Famous Meiser Chaim Brisker. Halacha l'maisa, you see a pregnant woman walking by. Why is the nochi of halacha l'maisa to stand up? We have the condition of l'mabez, l'mabez. Adad l'mabez, okay, why not stand up? Ain't zokin l'misha kona chokmai, the p'nei Yeshua v'chule, you have here a child. Neither the flama nor base, the child knows kol terakula. He's learning from a malach Hashem tzavakus. You have a child inside the mother's womb, and he's holding a kol terakula. So why don't you stand up, right, Chaim? You know why? Because he got it b'chinam. He got it gratis. He didn't schwitz. He didn't work. You know why you have to come into the world? If it's merely to acquire culture, kula, you have that as a matan eschinam already when you're in the rechem of the aim. Ela, why are you Lord? You come into the world for what? For the amelis ki adam liyamu yula. You got to work. Now you got to get it back. You got a taste of it. You got a glimpse. Now you got a steig. You got a schwitz, and you got to work to get back culture, kula. You have to be the master who wants it. Who has the greatest shifas, the tzara shoveh. And all Gadol Yisrael, yes, many of them were Eluyim, but at the same time, many were not. And the tzara shoveh, the kofeya, and the yarns to who made it to the top, the ones who wanted, who were the Bnei Ali, who had the chifetz, the emistik rotzen, are those who had the starkest rotzen, in davar hamifnei rotzen, and they were rots, they wanted to be amu miyageya, aki adam lo meyulat. So we have 10 lines of shak, matayas, and hezra, taritas, and beis, and the maskon, and the milsa. A man who's ready for a meal's betorah. Why? Why is it, first of all, kasha number one, safe for you? Kasha number two? Why is it not anywhere in Chamisha Chumshei Torah? Kasha number three? And where do I have a remes to the Indian of a meal's betorah? Parshas? B'chokosai. Beginning of B'chokosai. Parachal Vol Posse Gimel. In B'chokosai, Teleichu V'etzmetzesai Tishmeru. Writes Rashi Api, the Sefer, the Torah's going in. It can't be a reference to Shmir Samitzes. Array, Shmir Samitzes Amor, Elamani Mekayim. In B'chokosai, Teleichu Tshuamil Matar, writes at Sifsech Achamim Alatar. You have to be Hoge Umes Asek and Tyra. Yeshua, Pergala Posse Chesva, Gisibo Yom of Alayla, Yes, Nedorm of Chesim and Aleph. You Mekayim of the Evanai, a day Kriyashwan, the Shachwis Kishwan Arvis, but it's what? I and Rav Shaimer and Meshver Schaim and Yoni Tamatora Chelik Aleph and Ozbeis. It's avada continuous incessant mitzvah. Agi sebo yom olaydus. You're sitting and steiging in Amisi Adas. You're sitting and learning all the time. So where do I have it? Where in Torah Shabbat? To the Rashi based on the Sefer Torah's Konim, and that's where I have it. It's a kasha number three. It's not anywhere but in the Sefer Torah's Konim to Amelim Mitayro, and it's where Mechukosai. That also needs a beard. Dvarim Gedolim Ainam Mikra. Why did the Ebrister couch this lesson? Dafkin Areka, and the context against the backdrop of Parshas Bukhokosai. A Dafkin, the Yosef Parshas Bahar, and not only that, but Lachaira, the starkest kasha of them all, it should be in Yisro by the Luchas Rishinus. It's so Yisodi, and so fundamental, Lehman HaTaira. So why is it not anywhere? What in the world's going on over here? Rabbeim are telling us we have to be Masmin, and we have to Shtai, and we have to learn until 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. But Avada, Asmoda doesn't just mean learning until late. It means echus not only bekamus. Rav Chonin is marich and kobetz mamorit. It's the quality, not just the quantity. It's not only that, Rav Yisrael Salat to send masmin is milosh and tomid. A karma tomid is bought every single day of the year. Has never a day without it. You always got to be steiging. You can't miss a single day. In fact, parenthetically, when I first got to Yeshiva Nei Yisrael, I learned in Kermiyana for 2 years. And right? And when I went to Yeshiva Snei Yisrael in Baltimore, the first week of a new yeshiva, I had a first cousin getting married. And now for cousins, Avadi, you can't miss the first. And here I am in a new yeshiva and a new shir. And I have to ask the Mashkiach and my Rebbe Rishus. I said, you know what? I'll tell you, Shtikal Taira. I said, the Gemara says in Brachos, the Vavim Abbeis. I'm Rav Chelba, I'm Rav Huna. I call an enemy, Sir Eschos, Vein Samcho, for Bechamisha Kolos. And then the Samcho Mascharo, as we hear Rav Shiva Levi Zocha, the Torah, Shemisa Bechamisha Kolos, I'm Rabbi Avo, Akilu Hikrib Tomit, I'm Rav Nechem Yitzhak, the Banach, Esu Chomus Yishalayim. So I said to my Rebbeim, I said, a master to Yisrael Salam to say it is Milosh and Tomit. That means every single day. That's not just the people learn 12, 13, 14 hours a day. That means even when you're in a lot, you don't go a day without cracking open a sefer. Avad, you have to be Tomit, Shachar Tomit, Rebbeim, you got to learn every single day. I said, what happens if you're in Baltimore, you got to travel in hours to a chasana? So yes, halach l'maisek, suvastav yudzayin amanal, m'val l'tel v'torah, l'achnos eskala v'ayas ameis, I but what with the Torah? I said, no problem, when you're going out to achnos eskala, Rebbe Vo says, kilu hikri Tomid. On that day, it's as if you bought a Carmen Tomid. I'm Ailey, you're still up old. The shame Tomid. They like the part, they let me go to the Chasana. I get back from the Chasana and I say, you know what? Wait a second. Maybe I said a little too quickly. Let me take another look at the Gemara. And after all, I'm making up all these Marmakandas anyway. So I look at the Gemara and I find out, Vavam Vez, it says, Kilu Hikrif Toda. So they didn't correct me. Lamaisa, it's not Kilo Kriptominitz, Kilo Kriptoda. Thanks for playing along. Hayashkaras, in the end of the day, it's Kilo Kriptoda, not Tomid, but either way, they let me go to the Chasana. How about what's Leman Atarits all the time? It's so Yisodi, it's so fundamental. You know what? It's not in the context of Yisodi. I gotta wait until I get to the end of Sefer Vayikra, and even then, it's not Mefurish Baruch HaKatana. It's only Derech Agalav, and in Torah Shabbat, what's shot? Afini has died to the answer is Pashat. Merish Tanchuma. Parshas Noach and Oz Gimel. And when Klai Yisrael Shabbos Pechesim and Aleph Taisus is Kasha from Yeshua as Mechamin to the Tanchuma Midaita the Nafshe, Klai Yisrael said in Mishpatim and Asim and Ishma, easy way to remember by the way, where is it? In Mishpatim chapter 11 verse 7. Chapter 24 verse 7. 24-7, you got to live Nasim and Ishma. Easy way to remember. 24-7, you got to live Nasim and Ishma. Again, we know break up of the Torah and the chapters with Stephen Langton, Archbishop of Canterbury, for the purpose of the Judeo-Christian debates. It doesn't have any halachic ramifications. Ayin, the art scroll, Perush and Yecheska, page 442, which isn't really attributed to Stephen Langton. I can put him 24-7, and that's how you remember Nasim and Ishma. Sekhai so said Nasim and Ishma. Ayin, what Shabbos? Pei Chesem and Aleph. Kofleim Harki Gigis. And what's the shot? Zog the Menorah Tanchuma. They said it on Torah Shabbat. And not Torah Shabbat. And Torah Shabbat writes the Tachuma, that's the Tsar, and the Yogon, the Amelus, that we weren't ready for. Amela, what do you say? I'll be the Tanchuma, it's Givaldic. What emerges? And then Tzedul Lemedim, Torah Shabbat, that's easy, it's finite. What you see is what you get. On that, Taka Nasav and Ishma. I but Torah Shabbat, the Amelus, the Yigiyah, the Tsar, the cave, and that the Amelus, that's a whole different story. And we know that takes years, you gotta sit, you gotta stay. I was learning once a Chavrusa with the Rosh Kola, came into the Kola one day, he says, Rabbeitan, you're not Kimlimus? He says, I was on a bus coming from Arnof today, and there was a girl in a certain seminary, and she was wearing a sweatshirt. And it showed a girl with a Gemara shuckling by a shtender in the back of the sweatshirt. And the caption read, I'm not looking for a boyfriend, I'm looking for a Chavrusa. How was the caption? As he says to her, I guess so you're learning Gemara. He says, yeah, I just started. How do you like it? It's great. It's awesome. It's amazing. I love it. He says, that's when I knew she wasn't really learning Gemara. I asked any bocher. I at the beginning, right? It takes, it's a melus. It's the hardest part of Torah. But if the Yishvitz and Eilam Atzis and Amavgan and Adorma, but Basra Cheskes Abadim, and Rishayin and Menachom and Yishvitz me again, then you see there's no greater Geshmak in the world. But it requires first and foremost a melus. And then you appreciate the galus of Gemara. Amela, I'll be the Tanchuma. You can't write to be an Alma Batara anywhere in Toshim Chassav. It doesn't fit. It's not Mitaleim. It's not Matim. It doesn't Shtim. It can't be anywhere in the page of Toshim Chassav. Where's it going to be? Ach Varak in the context of Toshim Apeh. I say, where is it? And you know where it comes after Bahar? What's Parshas Bahar? Parshas Shmita and Yovel. Hi, everyone's working. You got professionals. You got to be a doctor. You got to be a lawyer, an accountant, whatever it is. Brochus. So you're out there working, but when can you appreciate a Melus Batira? By Shmid and Yoma when you're sitting and steiging in the base marish Yoma Malayla. And that's when you know what Emistik Amelus and Yigeva Torah is all about. So only in the heels of Parshas Bahar. How do we begin the opening Pasuk with Chokosai Teilecho? You want to keep walking with my Chokim? And then it's got to be what? You are Melus Batira. And couch in the context of what? Abu Chokosai of the Tokacha. When do we know about the Tira? Brachas, the bottom of Daf Hayim and Aleph. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Meshumash Menachai. Asholosh Maton is Tovas Nasun of Kodesh Bukul Yisrael. V'lo Nitnan Ela Ayyadei Yisurin Torah. Eretz Yisrael and Olam Habi. You want to acquire Torah? You got to schwitz. And it's got to be what? Eretz Yisrael? You want to acquire? You got to wait a month. Sometimes 4 hours at the Misrana Panim. And your apartment's going to be ready in 6 months, maybe in 60. I do what's pshat. Because Eretz Yisrael's nickname is Piyasurin. If the food was so great, we wouldn't be steiging. And you notice that the most famous yeshivas in the world are where? You ever think about it? This great Torah, Baruch Hashem, in California and Florida. I don't want to chas v'sholem b'motzi laz and any yeshivas in any warm climates. But we know what's Europe and how to soul the weather sometimes in the tri-state area, whether it's Yeshiva University or Baltimore on the East Coast, or Tulsa, Cleveland, or Chaim, Berlin, or Tervidas, Lakewood, and tri-state. Where are the best, the most famous yeshivas in the world? Where? In difficult climates, right? right? Because if it's too comfortable in Florida, oh, it's geschmack. You got the palm trees. It's 75 degrees San Diego weather. It's harder to strike. It's the freezing cold. It's when the food's not so good. That's when you're running and you got to wait on lines of chule. That's a Torah nikkanes piyasurit. So you know where it is? Only after Shvit and Yom when you can be mocking what Emestik HaMelis is all about. And in the context of a chokosai, the tokocho, where's the one posik in Gans Tanakh that talks about a Melis Torah? Ki'onim lamiyo, where in Eiyuv? What's the quintessential sefer that revolves around Yisurit? It's Davka Lafini Yazdaiti and Sefer Eiyuv. Ki Odom no Miyula, because you know what Torah is? It's nicknames for Yisurit. Because you got a Shvitz, but you know what life is? We want to be comfortable. We want it to be comfortable. We want it to be geschmack. I want to have my Ralph Lauren shirts. I want to have my nice Hilfiger pants. I want to have clean undershirts. And I want to have my nice socks, my colorful socks. And I want to have a good piece of schnitzel for lunch. I want the tahina smeared in exactly this way. And I want to bet the it's all geschmack. You know what? Because we want to be comfortable. We want the air conditioning to work great in the summertime. We want the heat to work great. I mean, you know what makes masmidim? You know the yardstick? You know what separates the men from the boys? The ones who schwitz, the ones who work, the ones who work hard, the ones who are all about the chokosai, the living, the tochacha. They're all about seferiyah. It's all about Torah Shopat. That's what a meilus is. That's the only place it could be. And you got to schwitz and you got to work hard. And you got to chazer 101 times. Or vertimir. I used to say in Slaborka, I used to sit for 5, 6, 7 hours straight. And they didn't get up. No coffee breaks, no cigarette breaks. That's it. No coffee breaks, no cappuccino breaks. No, let's take a little spazier, a little walk. I'm like, yes, you can take your 5 minutes. Catnap to reinvigorate yourself. But the other day, they were learning 5, 6, 7 hours of that Enias Achadas. Erudim and New Kolotar Kula, Shas word for word in his fingertips. By the end of his life, he went to an ophthalmologist. He went to a from ophthalmologist, any from my doctor. You have to, Rabbi Taragin Shlita Shver, my father, 360 Central Avenue, anyone who ever needs an excellent eye doctor. And the end of the day, Rav Vernerman went to the from eye doctor. He says he examined the Rosh Yeshiva's eyes and he used to take two hour walks each way and the afternoon memorize chazering, one masechta on the way there, one masechta on the way back. The Rosh Yeshiva gets his eyes examined. He says, V'mchila, Rosh Yeshiva, how about I examine your eyes? Henceforth, you're legally blind and you can't go on walks by yourself. Walks by yourself. The whole thing was geschmack of the day. And he can chazer masechtas. He doesn't want to be a company. He doesn't have to talk to anybody. So he says, what do you mean I'm legally blind? He pulls the Gemara off the shelf and he starts reading off. And he starts reading off the whole damn base. And the ophthalmologist sits back and says, Rashiva, I'm incredibly impressed. The only problem is, it's not a ksumas. You took a krisis. I took the wrong Gemara. But that's a melus, that's the schwitzing. That's why the Brisker Rav said about the Chozanish, it's a different world after the mass of the Chozanish was. And one time the Chozanish, he walked into the room, he didn't kiss the mezuzah. He only looked at it to Talmud and Rebbe. He says, I was learning in such a smut, I didn't have enough koach to pick up my finger, like the Mishnah brings up the Shulchan Achariza, and I couldn't go and kiss the mezuzah. He says, one time he writes in his Chozanish, Chidush Yerash Beinu Tachos Yodi case. I don't know, he says, Rebbe, it's right here. He says, I learned with such a smut, I didn't have enough koach to pick the Rash off the shelf and to put it down here and to quote the words verbatim. One time he davened maror without a hat. I said, Rebbe, you're a minute against to daven that. Says, I didn't have enough koach to pick up the... I'm sorry, I have enough koach. I apologize. But he didn't have enough koach to pick up the hat and put it on. I said, that was the asmoda that he had. Asmoda means you're learning your schwitz until you have posh to no more koach. And what are you living for? What are you working hard for? And that's the melus. And yes, it's got to be with Tsar because Torah is nicknames be a surit. It's when it hurts. That's the real litmus test. Are you learning as a masvid? Is it day in and day out? Is it heim be'echus? And heim be'kamus? Yaakov Avinu writes the Arukah Sabos in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. I know how he prepared. Yes, the Ramban and Ma'aseh Sim Lebanon, the Dor and the Tefillah v'chulei, and the Mechoma, but Zok the Arukah Sabos Megillah Daf Gimel Min Aleph Hayalon Yoshua Besoch Emek Amalamin Rabbi Yochanan Shalom Biomko Shol Halacha. What does it say? Yaakov Avinu was lon. He slept that night. You know what it means? He slept in the Emek Shol Halacha. He learned by Simon, and that was the best way. That's the best protection in the world. All right, Rabbi Yosef Chaim, the Ben Ishchai, and Ben Yod and Eloin and Yizokin, and Gifton Daphne and Vongam and Beis. When Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, Tain li Yavne b'chachameha, he wanted to scare the Goyim. Why? Because the whole city of Yavne was inundated with Tamina Chacham Masmid Matsumim. He says, I'm scaring you. Why? Because when there's a Koko Yaakov, the Adayim Yideis of Havnu Shlita, I'll be the Medrash Rabbo, he says, give me Yavne and all the Masmid and know that if they tackle learning b'hasmodik to the boy, and in the end you're not going to be able to touch us. But that's the Amelus B'Torah. But it's got to be with the Yishmak, it's got to be with all of us. Rav Avadya Yosef, Amor Dika Maisa. Rav Avadya Yosef, I got to tell you, years ago, I was had this chus to do Shemesh by Agon Rav Yitzhak Prokowitz, Shlito, Jerusalem Kolel, Eish HaTorah, and Roshua Kamenetsky and Paskin in Philadelphia Yeshiva years ago, you could say the bracha of Shacholok and Mechamasa the Reyav, and Rav Yashiv, Rav Chaim, and Rav Aron Leib Steinman, and Rav Berkowitz and Avada, and Rav Avadya Yosef, he had Kol HaTorah on his fingertips. I heard from a Rav Moshe Peretz from Mexico, his father said over by the Shloshim of Rav Avadya Yosef's Rebetzin Zichrono the Bracha. When he was a Bacher, whatever it was, 18, 19 years old, and he went to go in and get married, so he walks into the prospective Shver's house for the first date with his, hopefully, wife, and he walks in and he's got to take a fair, and they start down talking, learning, and a half hour goes by, an hour goes by, an hour and a half, 2 hours, their mom is sitting there, steiging with asmoda, they're getting into a geshmak, asugyo, I, the ketsois, the nasivas, ah, the meshoive, I'm back and forth, next thing you know, 2.5 hours go by, he looks at his wife, he says, I'm ready. I says, oh, it's too late to take out my daughter. He says, I'll tell you what, come back the next night. Meanwhile, the daughter, she ready, whatever makeup she put on, right, she got a nice dress, she comes out and she says, Abba, you know, is he going out with you, is he going out with me? I didn't the other day, well, what's life? This is life. Rav Avadya Yosef, is he interested in me? Bechlal says, don't worry, I told him to come back the next night. We're not going to talk and learning, it's going to be 5 minutes. Brazil comes back, sure enough, the next night comes in. He says, we can't talk 2 hours. And just, I have one Shiloh that I want to discuss. And Rav Avadya gives a teretz, he argues on the teretz, massive amount of mechamtos, shotaira, sanitrachubes, nasu, ivim, zulazu. An hour, 2 hours, 3 hours go by. Ivim, he looks at his watch. Ah, it's too late to take out my daughter. Come back the next night. Daughter says, forget it. I see, what's life going to be with him, right? He's not even going to look at me. He's not going to talk to me. He's just going to be learning all the time. I'm sorry, Abba, I'm not interested in going out with him. No. 3 strikes. You got to give him one more chance. So he comes back the next night, and the prospective shver says, no problem. I says, oh, we can't talk and learning at all. I'm going to stay silent. I'm just going to give you a cup of tea. I'll just give a cup of tea. I said, each have a cup of tea. This one makes a bracha achrona. This one doesn't make a bracha achrona. And next thing you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I'm going to have all the reshinim, all the rain, all the achrinim. I can only have postkim. I don't know how to drink it. You drink the shir, but don't this man. And next thing you know, 3 hours go by. I says, shh, come back the next night. Daughter comes out. She's indignant. She's infuriated. Forget it. I see life with him. He's not easy. You should marry him, Abba, not me. I'm not interested. I already told him no. Tell him tomorrow night it's over. Zeo Nigmar. Nigmar. Hello, family. I'm not interested. I was back the next night. And the sheriff says, look, I'm sorry, but I guess my daughter realized, you know, you're kulu, kulu, taira. That's it. Everything is taira. So, and she said, no. He says, let me just speak to her for 5 minutes. I'm telling you, she's not... Look, I just asked. That's it. Shalom Shukran. Let me just have a few minutes, okay? I know what you're going to say to her. He goes into the room. He's in the room for 30 seconds. Comes out 30 seconds later. Mazel tov, mazel tov, chasim kala. Our father looks at his daughter. He says, you're sugar. I was what are you, crazy? You weren't interested? What in the world did he do? He says, he came in and he looked me right in the eyes and said, if you promise me Olam Haza, I promise you Olam Haba. Somebody who could say to me as a 20-year-old bocher, "Im at mafticha li olam hazeh, ani mafticha lach olam haba l'shevet liyadi." If that's what a bocher could say to me, then I'll give up my olam hazeh to be married to such a talmud chacham. The kachava, and Rav Peretz Rosh Kol Mexico said the galvus is not Rav Avadya Yosef. The galvus is, I can imagine a younger woman in Eretz Yisrael decades ago, who was willing to sacrifice and give up because she knew that was the gem, the matana tova that she was getting, Rav Avadya Yosef. That's a cholak mechachmos of the reya. Because that's the masman of what he was. Because when you're learning, there's nothing else going on in the world. Shabbos daf gimel amud beis keshekai rebbe behind mesechta. Al tashali b'mesechta chrit adim olavadetei. How in the world do you understand this? Rebbe, Rebbe Yonasi, Rebbe HaKadosh, he's the one who put together Kol HaTorah Kulo. If there's anyone you can ask a shayla, obviously Rav Taragin Baruch Hashem is holding in shas. He was messiah him many times. But if you don't have Rav Taragin there, in fact, there's a chosha tamachochem in my neighborhood in the five towns. He has shakavatai in his fingertips. So Moshe Brown, He knows Shas Mamish Kamat Bal Peh. So Avram Kleinkamp once went over to his chaver, Rabbi Brown. He says, you know, Rabbi Brown, now that they came out with the Bar Ilan CD, he says, when they first came out with it years ago, he says, I have Akoltar Kula on the CD. He says, I don't need you anymore. Anytime I need a Gemara, I don't need to ask you. I got it right here on the CD. He says, yeah, what do you do on Shabbos and Yom Tov? He says, you're right, I still need you on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rav Shach was shown the first Bar Ilan CD. He says, what do you think of Rashi? He says, the Gavaldi Gazach, the promise you can't kiss the CD. We have institutions for people like that. You can't kiss the CD. You want the safer. You want a mamish hold the safer. The chaviv is the safer. Somebody came to avert him in Basof Yom of when he talked, it was legally blind. And he said, Rashi, can I borrow such and such a safer? He says, I'll tell you the truth. Come to my house tonight. He says, I have the safer, but I can't see where it is on my shelf. But come over to the house and we'll find it together. Brings him over to the bookcase. Says, I want you to take my hand and just move my hand along the bookcase. And when I get to the safer you're looking for, I'll tell you what's it. He says, stop. He says, Rashi, you can't see it. How do you know? He says, if you love your farm enough, you know what they feel like. And that's the love, that's the hasmada that he had, even for his farm. When Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is holding it, you can't, he's holding Ksubas, don't ask him a kasha nadam, don't ask him a kasha b'makama. How could that be shayach? Teretz Yisrael, Shofuner Pachad Yitzchok, and Shavuos Maimer Tess. Shabbos Peches Aveis, Amram Mishum Levi, B'chol Dibur Dibur Shiatsu Pekar Shokhan, Esmalei Kolum Kolum Besamen. Ask the Gemara for every Dibur, the whole roll filled up with spices. What'd you do when the next Dibur rolled around? Shem took a Ruach, Hotzi Ruach Me'atzoi, said he was Menashe, he dispelled the fragrance. Why? Why couldn't the world filled up little by little? The Teretz says, when you're listening to Kabi Sevichel, there's nothing else in the world going on at the time. You're eating, sleeping, drinking, you're imbibing, you're living and breathing Subis, you don't even know what's going on in Bava Kama. That's what's learned from Matan Torah. When every Dibur was given, the Smalei Kolom Kolom Besom, and you smelled like Kabe. You lived, Zochus Yom HaShabbos Akancho. You were paying attention to one and only one at the time. If you're learning Subas in Yeshiva, there's nothing else in the world on your radar screen. You're living it, you're learning it, you're breathing it, day in and day out, 24-7. That's Hasmana, that's Rabbeinu HaKodesh. That's why there was a Kamiya years ago in Eretz Yisrael, and that there was a Messiah, was a Kamiya, an amulet that none other than the Dibrei Dovid, that the Taz, the Turi Zav, wrote, and one person had the chutzpah to open up the kamiyah, and he wanted to see everyone's sharing this amazing kamiyah, and people are getting married, and people are having children. Rafur Shlema, what are the Taz writing the kamiyah? And he had the chutzpah to open it up, and you know what it said? Eibushter, Hashem Yisbruch b'schus, and then I was omel umiyagei on a taisus and hulun tzadi zayin and rebeis b'schus, that everybody who has this kamiyah should be answered. B'schus is a meilus b'tayra. Askus is Yigiya B'Tayra. And where do we put our energies? Where do we put our kaychas? I just want to be Messiah with the following. Ksav Sofer. Igris Soferim, Igri Yudches. Writes the Ksav Sofer. It's also in his Psichal B'nei Yeshiva, in the Drashas Ksav Sofer, Tav Kuf Pei Dalet. And he says, I don't understand the Gemara Megillah, Tav Vav Amin Aleph, the Gemara state. The Gemara says that Asid and Sar Yehuda to be Malami Tayra in the Tartius and the Kaksius of the Goyim. And here, Mamash, you have it. Can you believe it? Chazal predicted over 2,000 years ago. You know where you're going to have a Asid and Shas in the Forum, then in Nassau Coliseum, then in Madison Square Garden, where the Knicks try and play a little bit of basketball. All right, the Rangers play a little bit of hockey. And not only that, it's not big enough. MetLife Stadium. You ever wonder, by the way, it's MetLife Stadium. Why? Because it takes you MetLife. Me'misa L'chaim. That's what happens when you finish your shots. At MetLife Stadium, Me'misa L'chaim, right? And no one's Jets and Giants, right? They're trying to play a little football there. But what was it created for? A true story. As the Baal Tshuva who worked for the owner of the Giants, and at the first signing of MetLife Stadium for the Siyum HaShas 6 years ago, in August, and when you had 93,000 plus in attendance, he said, I was wondering, why did we spend over $1 billion and 12 years of my life building this for the Giants, for the Jets, for Billy Joel concerts? That's what I built this for. Now that this is Siyum HaShas, I know why God gave me the ability. And what all this money, time, and energy and resources are for, you know what it was for? It's for a Siyum HaShas, to celebrate Shas Bavli. As to celebrate the Siyum HaShas. Right, successful. Who would have predicted it? Chazal told us 2,000 years ago, we're going to be celebrating, dancing, Shas. And we were at the Siyum HaShas. Who's off with it? I was playing at Zuma. What are we celebrating? With the Rangers, MSG, Madison Square Garden. How with the Jets and Giants, MetLife Stadium, it's a Pele. And why? Right, success. Sorry for, because you know what's missing? La'as level, Baruch Hashem, Yeshiva Dakota, one of the top yeshivas in the world. You're going to have unbelievable masmidim. They're going to be steiging. They're going to be learning the whole bus ride to Eilat with the little flashlights. Are they going to be learning mamish when they're snorkeling? They're going to be thinking of machshavas. Their mind's going to be eating and sleeping on the sechta. They're learning 24/7. There's this mind to relax, but I mean, the mind is always thinking, you know what's missing though? What's missing is the geschmack, is the labor dikkat, is the passion, is the bread. Now, Hashem Yisbarach says, right, I want you to go into where people play sports, where Jets and Giants fans, where it could be 0 degrees outside, and they're painting the faces green and blue, respectively, and they're jumping around with sugar, and they're doing waves, and they're going berserk for what? For shtuyot, for football. They're throwing around a piece of pigskin, and the millions of dollars the players are getting, and they're living vicariously through them. And for what? For shtuyot, shema shtuyot. Hashem Yisbarach says, you know what I want you to do? I want you to go where all the Broadway shows are and the theaters and circuses and the stadiums of the Goyim. And I want you to look how big masmidim they are. Imagine you go out to Madison Square Garden, and when they have the Sima Shas, they're right, anyone goes. You go for a rock and roll concert, Lahavdil, you go for a Rangers game, right? You don't just go out to the Rangers game. You got to go to G2 Pizza, you got to go to Kosher Delight, and then the parking in the city costs even more than the restaurant does. And then you're sitting in traffic the way there, you're sitting in traffic the way back, but it's geschmack. Oh, it's for the game. And you're living and you're putting all your excitement and your brand Islamist, the geschmack and the passion, and to watch do yo chibish do yo. Hashem says, can you do the same thing in learning? Do you learn a Gemara with the same hasmada? Are you chazering 101 times? Do you want to know shas like you know the sports scores? When I was in Kambiyamna the first year, I had a charusa. We were learning Mishnah Berurah Be'ian, and one time he was crying when he sat down to learn. I said, Chaim, why are you crying? He says, I'm from Los Angeles. He says, I'm a diehard baseball fan. He says, I memorized the baseball encyclopedia. I said, Chaim, what do you mean you memorized it? He says, ask me who played for the New York Mets back in 1960. Ask me who played first base for the Padres in 75. He says, I could tell you everything. He knew stats. He memorized them. I'm getting a life. What did he memorize? He says, I'm going to get it to Shemayim. And of course, we'll say, no. So where's Kotar Kulub? Menashokotov, Mishlein, Parsha Yud, Rabbi Yishmol. Are you learning the Yom HaDinah? So, no, you learned in Yeshiva Kotar for 2 years, right? Because everyone's learning Yeshiva Kotar for at least 2 years. All right, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, etc. Hashem's going to say, so no, let me hear the Masechlis. Let me finish Masechlis. Finish it, let me hear it. Hashem, how could I do? He says, what do you mean? You memorize the baseball encyclopedia. You see, you can memorize things. We memorize things that we love. How about if I play you a song that you heard years ago? I was in a bank a couple of years ago. I was a big Bryan Adams fan, Elton John and Billy Joel, Scott Daniels growing up. And I was in a bank and they were playing Bryan Adams Summer 69. And I was mama starting to sing the song in my mind, word for word. I said, oh, Vasil, my mom's awesomely tenuous. And Hashem's going to say, you better know Shas because you knew Summer 69, Bryan Adams. Oh, that you can memorize, but you can't memorize a Daf Gemara. And the end of the day, we memorize things that we love, things that were Amel and Yagia. What do we schwitz for? What do we love? What are we living for? Hashem Yisbrach wants to say, yes, life is not about being comfortable. Life is about showing our Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is our true love? What is our true passion? We come to Eretz Yisrael when we know that Eretz Yisrael's nickname is Piyasurim. We're not as comfortable. Maybe the dorm room is Baruch Hashem, yet the Gashmius is great. But is it utopia? No, it's not utopia. And it can't be utopia. Because Eretz Yisrael's nickname is Piyasurim. Well, Olam Haba likewise, his nickname is Piyasurim, and so is Dor Hoseinu. Hakadosh. If you want it, show the Yavish to Habeli, you want it. You got to be thirsty for it. You got to put your passion there. Anu mashkimim v'hei mashkimim. Hei mashkimim dvar matelim anoch. We're mashkimim d'vrei Torah. Show the Yavish to where's your roots and in which direction are you running constantly. What excites us more? Snorkeling in a lot? Or let me have another delicious tasting ketzos achoshen. Let me learn another piece of Nefesh HaChaim, of Maharal, of Likutei Maharan, of Nesiv HaShalom, of whatever you're learning, of Rav Kook, of Kuzari, of Ramchal, Rav Tzedek HaKohen, Rishonim Achonim, Torah's infinite, Torah's Geshmak, Sheva Geshmak, it's sweet, Sheva sweet, there's something there, to love, to live, to memorize, to know, to conquer. Abister says, you have the kaichas, you just have to show me that you want it, and you want it more badly than anything else in the world. You know what we're going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not about the iPhone, it's not about the latest phone, the latest gadget. Vayiga b'kaf yirecho, where did the angel of the social Esav aim for? He says, I'm going for the iPhone right here. What do you put? Mamash b'kaf yirecho. I'm going for the cell phone right here, that's what I want to get. What do? We take a cell phone. Oh, the new iPhone, it's the davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what do you want? You're giving me the Koko Yaakov, or you're texting, you're giving me the Yadayim of the Esav? Which one? You're texting on your cell phone, showing me your Yadayim of the Esav? Or you're putting the phone away and showing me the Kol Kol Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, are you living for the iPhone? Are you living for the latest in clothing and watches and phones and technology and iPad and laptops? And the latest pizza. Let's have a geschmack, a meal in Cafe Rimon. Let's get the banana split. That's what we're living for ice cream. Is that our passion? Or is our passion Tyro?
because we want to soak up the Torah. We want to live it. We want to taste it. We want to eat it. We want to chew it over. We want that to be the geschmack. Hasmoda means Eivishtar. That's what's on my radar screen. Especially in Eretz Yisrael. I want to eat. I want to drink. I want to live. I want to sleep. I want to breathe. Whether I'm in Yerushalayim or Kodesh and the Rova, whether I'm in Eilat, I'm sleeping and breathing the Masechta. I'm thinking about Torah. When I'm going to get to the Rebbe. That's my passion. That's my Ratzon. That's my essence. My Etzem Hus. That's how we'll be Zochah to Siyata Nishmaya. Lo'okmi Girsa Siyata Menshamayi. My Berchas Hedjot is love it and live it and breathe it. And daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day, every single Shemoneh Esrei. Hashem, I want to love it more than I want to love anything else in the world. I don't want the vacation in Florida. I don't want the swimming pool. I don't want the beach. I don't want the pizza and the ice cream. I want the Rashba. I want the Ritva. I want the Ksubas. I want the Nadarim and the Ron. Rav Baruch Ber said, Olam Haba, who needs Olam Haba? Just give me a Gemar, Nadarim, and a Shtender. As some say, and a cigarette. Different versions. Just give me a Gemar and a Shtender. That's Olam Haba. That's Olam Haba right now in these years in Yeshiva Nakota. You're learning it, you're living it, you're soaking it up. Cherish these moments every day, every tkufa, every zman. Show yourselves and show the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is my passion of life. This is what makes me tick. This is my mahus. This is what I want. And I want to know the Torah that I learned. I want to take notes. I want to chazer. I want to conquer. I want to make a kinyan gomer. I want to live it and I want to love it more than anything else in the world. Yes, you're not looking for a girlfriend. You're looking for the best girlfriend in the world. You're looking for a geshmak, a sefer. You're looking for the best friend in the world. Rashi. Because the best girlfriend in the world is the latest Ramchal, the latest Maharal, the latest Rav Kook. Oh, Oris Rai, oh, that's, I wrote, that's it. Likutei Maran, Asiva Sholom. Whatever you're learning, Gemara, Dorm, Ksubis, that's the best girlfriend in the world. Love it, love this farm and live it. And be consumed and eat it up and drink it up and have the best years of your life. Hatzlocha Rabba Bakal.
Well, live up to what we just heard. Someone said that.